following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 27. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. I am your host, Stoner Jesus. Of course, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. It's past episodes, audio, the links to all the video streams, sponsor banners, social media links, and more. The Twitter Stoner Hall of Fame, the Stoner Bible, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. If you want to email the show, stonerjesus420 at gmail.com. If you're on the old Facebook, you're going to join the group for the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That's Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Today, of course, is about your mom. No one loves your mom more than I do. I am your mom's biggest fan, and your mom is my biggest fan. Many intimate moments with your mom. I know. Maybe you don't want to hear that. It's too bad. Your mom is the shit. You know, it's your mom's day special. A lot of stuff going on, including St. Paul's bestiality news later in the show. Things that are like your mom, nice little list. Also, stories about the burkini, a wife who killed her husband over porn, a meth backpack, and Cardi B's pussy. If anything says Mother's Day, it's Cardi B's pussy. So, I mean, I don't make the rules. We just know it to be true. In fact, I don't know why I would do a Mother's Day special without talking about Cardi B's pussy. Now that we're on the subject that I got us onto. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. A lot of stuff to get to. As I said, cut that fucking music. That's enough. It's enough. Shit. It's very loud in my ear. I got shit to get to, son. As I said, sternjesus.net for all information on the show. Make sure you check out our sponsors. They're great. They support us. Go support them. This first story, you may have heard, Sports Illustrated, much the same way Playboy did a couple years ago. They're going away from their bread and butter, if you will. It should be the skin, the big old titties, etc. Say no. No. Much like Playboy, using their head. Because that's what the people who buy these magazines, they want to see. They want to see titties. Fuck that. No. They want to see a woman almost completely covered. I mean, maybe her face, maybe her hands, but that's it. Maybe an ankle every now and then, but look, don't push that shit. Not too much ankle. Face, hands. That's it. It's progressive. It's woke, if you will.
Joining us in studio with a historic, groundbreaking photo shoot, Halima Aden. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You must be hearing those words a lot. Groundbreaking, historic, brave. But this is also a culmination.
So much the brave. So much the brave to pose almost completely covered in fabric. Just, oh, Oh, just give me, I'm sorry, just give me a minute. I'm gonna let her bravery wash over me. If I pull my shirt up like this, and I pull my hat down like this, does this make me brave? Huh? What if I do this show like this? Am I brave? Can you see only a little bit of me? So much the brave. Continuing.
Of so much. Pageants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fashion Week.
Yes.
Covers of magazine. What does the whole moment mean to you?
It's been absolutely incredible. Whirlwind. So much has happened, but this is clearly one of the biggest things that have happened in my career. So I just can't believe it's all here, you know?
Maybe her personality is wearing a burkini.
Like you, the build up.
Because I ain't seeing much of that either.
And then this is the big day. It's here.
When Sports Illustrated came to you and they said, we want you to be the first model to wear a hijab and a burkini in our magazine, what was your immediate reaction?
Her immediate reaction was, man, men don't want to see that shit. They want to see skin, leg, titties. Show as much titty as possible and still get away with being in Sports Illustrated. Was that her reaction?
Well, so here is what happened.
No, I guess not. Okay.
To give you a little bit of context, right?
Please do.
So in 2016, yes. I competed for Miss Minnesota USA wearing a hijab and burkini. So I already got my glimpse of the burkini.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. I can see part of her forehead. It's fucking hot. Fucking hot. Hot fucking forehead. Teeth. Oh, fucking teeth. Getting boner. Tooth boner.
Bikini, and it's what launched my entire career. So SI was something I was already, it was in the back of my mind, like, oh my gosh, if I ever had the opportunity, this would make so much sense because it's swimsuit, and I got my start by wearing a burkini. So for me, it was like a perfect marriage between SI and me, right? And plus also strong, incredible women who paved the way. What?
Paved the way for what? To wear more clothing? Is that the, what kind of brave decision is that? To be almost completely covered. It's a brave decision by Sports Illustrated because they're not going to sell as many magazines as they used to. And the swimsuit issue. By the way, a burkini, isn't that just a wetsuit and she has a scarf on her head? Am I missing something? It's a burkini because we're supposed to be religiously tolerant, I guess. So we can't call it a wetsuit and a scarf. It's a hijab and a burkini. All right, continuing.
What an opportunity, right? But then how it came about was MJ reached out to IMG, and then we had a 3-hour meeting. And first it was just an idea. I didn't even know that I would be shooting. And then we got the yes. And before I knew it, we were off to Kenya shooting Sports Illustrated.
So
Kenya.
Woke.
Beautiful shoot, by the way.
So woke.
Gorgeous. Being that you were there before you came to the U.S., was there a little bit of emotion? You were living in a refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to shoot there.
Imagine the emotion was, I'm glad I get the fuck out of here. Now I can wear a wetsuit in a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and everybody will tell me how brave I am. Instead of me picking flies off of somebody to find something to eat.
Is it heavy at first being there?
So for myself, yes. You know, because it's like you're going back to the country that you were born in. It was just two different worlds, you know, because I grew up just an hour, like a day.
Yeah, one is dirt fucking poor, and the other one is people praising you for really not doing much and giving you a lot of money. Because you're hot. Because you're hot. That's why. Not because you're brave. Not because you came from Kenya. Not because you have a sad story. It's because you're hot. You're kind of form-fitting, I guess, in the wetsuit or whatever. Sorry. Burkini. I almost said wetsuit and a scarf. But I guess that's not correct. It's not a wetsuit and a scarf. It's something else. Anyway, that's enough of that shit. Moving on. Story from the Daily Mail. Enraged wife, 69, shoots dead her 65-year-old husband after finding out he'd added a porn channel to their satellite TV description. If you're watching the video version of the show, you can see them right there. The murderer and the murderee, if you will. Trisha Hill, 69, is standing trial for the murder of her husband, Frank Hill, who was found dead at their Arkansas home last July. The Pine Bluff woman is accused of fatally shooting her husband after discovering he had resubscribed to a porn channel on satellite TV. Maybe it was the Burkini channel. Maybe he was jerking off to women in wetsuits and scarves. Oh, yeah. I might do that after the show. Now that I think about it. Nice, really tight wetsuit. A fucking scarf covering most of your face. Yeah! She had previously canceled the X-rated option from the subscription service twice before. Oh, and that's X-rated. I guess a wetsuit and a scarf is G-rated. Some G-rated porn. Patricia is pleading not guilty, with her attorney saying that her reality snapped because pornography is a personal affront to her and her God. It's quite a convenient excuse. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you had a wife like that, would you be watching porn? Look at that. Looks like she could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. You know what I'm saying? He looks like he was a well-satisfied man. Anyway, apparently she called 911 when this happened. And, even considering that someone is dead, it's rather amusing.
911. Yes, I need a police and ambulance out to... My husband's been shot.
Who shot him, ma'am?
I did.
Oh. You did? Did you shoot him? I did. As she tries to think of the next fucking question, here's what she comes up with.
Well, y'all arguing or something, ma'am?
Did y'all get in an argument? Was you arguing? Is that why you shot him? She's totally taken aback. You're a 911 operator. You gotta be fucking ready for something, right? Somebody's gonna call you with something crazy. She wasn't ready for this. Was y'all arguing? Is that why you shot him?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. We was arguing. That's why I shot him. I shot him.
Let me transfer you to ambulance service, okay? Is he breathing?
I don't know.
Are you still there?
I don't know.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm transferring you to ambulance service. Do you still have a gun, ma'am?
No.
Ambulance service.
911 transfer.
Yes. I need an ambulance and a police.
By the way, is that the most efficient way to do that? She's calling. She just shot her husband. He's probably dying. As they're speaking, she's like, well, I'm going to transfer you to ambulance service because we're like separate. We don't have them here. They're somewhere else. If you want to call and talk to them, we don't have ambulance service here.
Hey, what's going on?
Now she's got to explain to this fucking dude that she just shot her husband. She just explained to the other dumb fucking hick fucking bitch. I shot my husband, you dumb twat. Send a fucking ambulance. All right, I'm going to transfer you over to ambulance, and you go over your story you just told me. Remember all the stuff you just told me? You tell them about it now, okay? Okay?
My husband's been shot.
Okay.
Who shot him? What happened?
Okay. And where is he shot at, do you know?
In the leg, I think.
Okay. Is the person that shot him still there?
She shot him in the leg. He's dead. He's dead. Must have hit an artery.
Yes.
Okay. What's your telephone?
Is the person who shot him... Let's go back a little bit.
Okay. Is the person that shot him still there?
Is the person that shot him still there? Weren't you fucking listening? How is it that they can't... It's 2019. I understand this is Arkansas. I get it. It's Arkansas. Bunch of backwards cousin fucking hicks. I understand. Fucking Walmart and the Clintons. I get it. But there's no way for them to transfer this information. This dumb fucking bitch number one takes the call. Here's the story. This broad shot her husband. Okay, I'm going to transfer you to this other fucking dude. He has no idea what's going on. You tell him all of that again. So he looks like a moron when he says, well, his person shot him still there. Yeah, I am, motherfucker. I'm right here on the phone with you. Better hurry up. My fucking spit can's getting full. I'm going to have to dump it in a minute.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What's your
okay.
telephone number?
Okay. Is the shooter still there? Yeah.
Uh,
fucking.
All right, Mecca.
I got him on the way.
All right, let us know when it's seems secure.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Fuck it. I'm glad he's dead. I hope they fucking fry this bitch. Electrocution. I'm normally not on for the death penalty, but fuck this bitch. So he's jacking off some porn. Oh, you, it's an affront to your God, you poor fucking twat. Oh. Oh, he's jacking off. Oh, I'm going to shoot him. Oh, fuck you. I hope they fry that cunt. Stupid fucking bitch. What? He got a porn channel, so she shot him. And I'm sure she felt super fucking justified about it, too. She thought that was some cool shit. Next, meth backpack, motherfucker.
This man was arrested after allegedly coming to the police department to claim a methamphetamine-filled backpack. He left it at the Shawano County Library in Wisconsin. A staffer there found the backpack Monday and turned it over to police. Prosecutors say there were three bags of meth inside, along with nunchucks. 31-year-old...
That's right. Three bags of meth and some nunchucks. This motherfucker was down for anything. Like a ninja turtle.
Joel Mullen Romo went to the police department and told officers he had taken the drugs from his ex-girlfriend because he was investigating her drug dealing and he had the nunchucks to protect himself.
That's right. He's just being a good citizen. Look at that guy. That face screams, good citizen. Good Samaritan. All he wanted was to investigate his girlfriend, get the meth away from her, and if some shit went down well, maybe go a little Michelangelo on her ass. With some nunchucks. A little Bruce Lee up in this bitch. Snort some meth. Start swinging around some fucking nunchucks. She'll never know what happened. That'll scare her straight.
Most people won't show up and ask for it back if they know there's contract.
Well, this fucking guy isn't most people, is he? He's not most people. Not all heroes carry meth backpacks.
There, but this guy decided he wanted to get his meth back.
Yeah.
He was arrested for drug possession. Matt Uris, WCCO4 News.
To be fair, meth and nunchucks. So, you know. There's that. We got things that are like your mom coming up. Also, St. Paul's bestiality news. Haven't heard anything from St. Peter. Haven't had a voicemail in a long time. He may be dead. One can only hope. We'll wrap up this segment, your Mom's Day special. As I said, what Mom's Day is complete without Cardi B talking about her pussy?
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right...
My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. My pussy. Mother's Day. My pussy right here.
Right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this... That's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That's...
Oh, honey, do I. You're preaching to the choir here.
Chick is fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort.
The dick comfort. My pussy right here. This is my ass.
You know what I'm saying? This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my...
That's what this nigga feel? That ass?
My ass, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself, like, come see me. Now, too bad.
Should have went and saw that pussy when she was a stripper. She was showing it. A couple bucks. See, Cardi B's pussy. See, the Catch 22 obviously is she wasn't Cardi B then. So nobody knew that they could go see Cardi B's pussy because she wasn't Cardi B yet. When she became Cardi B, she no longer shows her pussy. So, I mean, what are you saying? You set up an impossible situation. Yeah, the prophecy cannot be fulfilled. Anyway, I say if your Mother's Day wasn't complete without Cardi B's pussy, well, there you go. All up in your shit with Cardi B's pussy. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 27. It's your Mom's Day special. Your mom is so special. Special to me. Special to many. Many, many, many others. That's why she has her own day. Your mom's day. Special. Things that are like your mom coming up. St. Paul's Bestiality News a little bit later. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. StonerJesus.net for all things about the show, information, sponsors, past episodes, social media links, all That shit can be found at standardjesus.net. We'll be back to talk more about your mom after this, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Hell yeah. Let's do it, Peter. Now everybody, can you see, if you want to get high, you need to smoke some weed. Maybe you're in pain, or you need to sleep, just light some up and make sure you breathe deep. Hell yeah, voice is tight, Peter. You're in rare form, son. Get some weed and break it down. Get in a circle so you can pass it around. Burn a big joint, get everyone baked. Or put your fire to your bowl while it says, smoke me, smoke me. Fill my hole and light me up. Smoke me, smoke me. Smoke. Smoke me, smoke me. We're feeling good now. Smoke me, smoke me. I'm your pipe and I'm lit, so suck on me now. Hells yeah. Light it up, Peter. Find the best weed and a good smoke place. Light that fucker up. Take it right to the face. Whether you have cancer or you just need less stress, you know you're ready when your bowl says, smoke me, smoke me. Go a little bigger, fire up a bong. Smoke me, smoke me, smoke. Smoke me, smoke me. Or get yourself a vaporizer. Smoke me, smoke me. Got a pipe in a slit, so suck on it now. Smoke, 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 smoke. Fuck yeah, bitch. Better listen up. I'll explain it one more time. Just get some weed and blaze it up and you'll be fine. Woo! Don't take no chances. Get it all in your lungs. It's a fucking plan. Set it on fire and fuck those drugs. Smoke me, smoke me. Smoke, smoke. Smoke me, smoke me. Smoke, smoke. Smoke me, smoke me. Smoke, smoke. Smoke me, smoke me. 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 Stick it in your mouth and suck on it right now.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com. Bear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hell yeah, son. Stern Jesus Show Live, chapter 2, verse 27. It's your mom's day special. Your mom is so very special to me and many, 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 many other people. So we celebrate her. Her specialness. And I'm going to tell you just how special your mom is. We often use comparisons in life. We often use analogies. So tonight, excuse me, decided... What I'm going to do is bring you a list of things your mom is like. Because how better to know your mom as well as I know your mom, and let's face it. I know her pretty fucking well. Intimately, if you will. I'm not the only one. Like I said, there's... I don't I don't think she did either. But, point is this. Even though many, many, many human beings have been intimate with your mother, we still celebrate her. We revere her. With your mom's day, she has her own day. She has her own special. She has her own Stoner Jesus Show special. Your mom's day special. You're welcome. So, things that are like your mom. Special. Special things that are like your mom. Your mom is like a clumsy squirrel. She's always getting nuts busted on her. Maybe a little bit of a thinker. Work on it. Chew around your brain a little bit. Your mom's like a public library because everyone gets to come inside. Your mom is like the express lane at the grocery store. It's 15 items or less per customer. Also, it's a little bit of a thinker. But I think if you give it a few seconds, you'll get it. Limit 15 items per customer. And your mom. You get it. Other things your mom is like. Your mom is like a one-size-fits-all hat. Every head will fit. And you saw where I was going with that one. That's not much of a thinker. That's pretty straightforward. Blunt, if you will. Every head fits inside. Like a dickhead. You get it. Your mom is like the bong at a party. Everyone gets to suck her whole. Also, straightforward. Last one. Things that are like your mom, or that your mom is like, vice versa, however you want to do it. Your mom is like a doorknob. Because she's covered in germs, because your mom is a nasty fucking whore. There you go. Things are like your mom. Some are things I've gleaned myself over time. Some are things I've heard St. Peter say. I mean, the one about the express line at the grocery store. I think that was St. Peter's. So. It's an amalgamation. It's a group effort. It's a group effort list of things that are like your mom, if you will. Coming up, very special Mom's Day edition of St. Paul's Bestiality News. A couple days ago, I had a chance to speak to St. Paul. Apparently, he's been incarcerated for a little while for obvious reasons. If you know St. Paul, I got to talk to him. We do a little Bestiality News. That's coming up. Before we get to that, I want to say something to you all. Tonight, before you go to bed, why don't you call your mom or, you know, go into her room if you still live with her. Tell her I said hi. Tell her Stern Jesus told me to tell you. He'll be by later on. Tapping that ass, son. Come on. Your mom. I'm fucking your mom later. I don't know what I could put it. And that is my present to her. The holy rod, the holy staff, if you will. Because what better present can I bestow on someone? The heavenly seed. The heavenly seed. That this is a strain name. That's my strain name. I was going to put a poll on Twitter, completely changing gears. I was going to put a poll on Twitter saying if I had a strain name after me, what would it be? Heavenly Seed? Could that work for a whole strain, can it? Oh, it's so good. It's got to work. Stuff like Jesus is jizz balls and shit like that, but no. Heavenly Seed. Jesus is jizz balls. We're going to have to take a second. We're going to have to take a back seat to Heavenly Seed.
That'd be the company that sells the strain, and then you can buy the seeds. Heavenly Seed! You motherfuckers, if one of you steals that from me, oh, you have no idea. Some biblical shit will befall you, is all I'm saying. Maybe if you don't like locusts or frogs, or, you know, loud noises, things of that nature, fuck me, I'll bring it all. I will bring it all. I will bring the ruckus, as the kids say. The motherfucking ruckus! Anyway, tell your mom I'll be by later and thank her for all her years of service. And she says, what the fuck are you talking about all my years of service? She's like, you'll be like, yeah, you know what I mean. And she will. She'll pretend like she doesn't know what you mean. She has no fucking idea. She may even be indignant or offended, but it's all in act. She knows exactly what you're talking about. She knows exactly what she's getting later as well. Stern Jesus Show, Your Mom's Day Special, Chapter 2. Verse 27, it's past midnight now, is May 13th, on the East Coast, but in the rest of the United States, it's still Mother's Day, so you can still celebrate. And really, any day that I have a chance to give it to your mother, well, that's a good day. St. Paul's Bestiality News, coming up. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Mother's Day is coming up, as you know, and who knows more about your mother than St. Peter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right.
It's time now for St. Peter's Mother's Day gift idea. St. Peter is here with me. How's it going, Peter?
Oh, well, not too good, Jesus. I have this little pain.
Okay. Right. I don't care. Just a formality, man.
Well.
Just a formality. I say, how you going? How's it going?
Oh.
See, it's going good, Jesus. We move on into the bit, right?
Oh, okay.
Right? You've done radio before, right?
Right.
Okay, let's do it.
It's going good, Jesus.
St. Peter is in his little glass booth. He's got his little list of St. Peter's Mother's Day gift ideas. So without further ado or build up, Peter, lay it on me.
Well, you can get your mom a vibrator. Because, you know, moms have pussies too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Yep.
Moms do have pussies.
Yes, they do.
It's a nice thought.
Nice wet pussies.
A little rabbit, a little bullet.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Peter?
You can get your mom some bread and some lunch meat. So she can make me a sandwich.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, now.
I'm here all week.
Good one, Peter.
That's right.
Good one.
Yeah.
What else you got?
You can get your mom a webcam. So, you know, I can Skype with her and stuff, you know?
Okay. It's, you know, let's just not do a whole list of mom jokes. Let's do some serious shit here.
It's not a mom joke. I want to Skype with your mom.
Oh.
Get her webcam. I want to see her.
Well, I mean, a webcam is a nice gesture.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have to just use it to Skype with you.
Well, that would be its intended purpose.
Well, I mean, now who would really want to do that?
What?
That would, your face would be on the screen and it would be...
Yeah.
That would be bad. I mean, I'm looking at you right now.
I look good.
I don't want to. I wouldn't want to Skype with you. I don't like seeing you on a daily basis. Or even a semi-daily basis.
I look good, Jesus.
Even a weekly basis is a bit too much.
Well, fuck you.
Know what I'm saying?
Fuck your fucker.
Right, right. Well, anyway, what else you got, Peter?
You get a sky rider, like right in the sky. Sorry for putting up with my, or thank you for putting up with my shit. My shit, Mom. Thank you for putting up with my shit.
I'm not an expert on sky riding, but I don't think you're allowed to write the word shit in the air.
Who says I can't?
I don't know who we would get a ruling on that from. Maybe I could say something like, thanks for putting up with my craziness, or thanks for putting up with me, or thanks for putting up with,
my shit. Thanks for putting up my shit.
Or whatever. I don't think you put shit in the air.
I think I put shit in the air, Jesus.
I don't know who would cover that. Maybe the FCC? Or the FAA? Maybe the FCC and the FAA get together, you know, and to govern sky riding. They'll decide on the word shit.
I don't know what those letters mean,
maybe
Jesus.
Maybe it's on a shit for shit basis, or a shit by shit basis.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm interested now. I'm intrigued.
What's the FAA?
Can a skywriter write shit in the air?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, what else got, Peter?
Oh, you can introduce your mom to weed. You know, if she don't already smoke it or whatever.
Now that is a good idea.
Yeah.
There you go. It's always nice to introduce somebody to weed.
Yes.
Make sure you're of age so your mom like won't get pissed off and ground you or whatever.
Well, yeah.
If she still has the ability to ground you, maybe tread lightly. Otherwise, you think she's amenable to the idea. Say, Mom, check this shit out.
Yeah.
You know, she might already be a big stoner. You don't know.
Fire this shit up.
Fire up a spliff.
Yeah.
See what she says.
Fire it up, Moms.
Hey, Mom, this is a spliff. I'm going to fire it up.
Yeah. Fire it up.
You wanna toke up with me?
Toke it up.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's always nice to introduce somebody to weed. No matter who they are.
Yeah.
Anything else, Peter?
Oh, yeah. You can just give your mom cash. You know, for like childhood shit and for like womb rental and stuff.
I'm sorry. Did you say womb rental? Rental of the womb?
Yes, womb rental.
Okay.
You're in the womb.
Another childhood expenses and shit. Maybe maybe you broke a lamp or something when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Just give her straight up cash. Don't even worry about it.
Maybe wrecked her car or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
Sounds like a good Mother's Day.
That's right.
Cash. Vibrator.
Yeah.
Webcam.
That's right.
Some sky riding.
Yeah.
Right. Some bread and lunch meat. It's a good day.
Gonna make me a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? It's nice.
It's very nice.
It is nice.
It's very nice. Very good, Peter. Thank you.
Yes. I got you here. Jesus, done. I wanted to talk to you about something.
Damn.
I want to talk to you about something I got to go on my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Cottonmouth, son.
You
know what I'm saying?
Jesus, are you listening to me?
I'm on a break already.
Yes, no. You need to talk to me about something. I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I got something going on in here that I need to talk to you about.
We're not doing anything else now. That was the bit.
But Jesus, I was the bit. Thank you. To you about.
All right. Are you still in there talking? Your microphone's not on, dude. No, just keep talking. Fine. You're doing good. I always got to ruin it. A nice little bit. And then you ruin it. Isn't that always the way? Anyway, Stern Jesus Show Live. More music, comedy. All that other stuff. Happy Mother's Day, bitches. We'll be back.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, a segment, one of the best segments ever really in the history of anything, but some of the segment we haven't done in a while. St. Paul is on the phone. St. Paul is our resident bestiality expert, St. Peter hater, among other things. St. Paul, welcome back to the show, and what the fuck took you so long?
I was kind of in jail for a little while. I was kind of caught doing some stuff at a manger scene around Christmas.
Oh.
If you remember all that or not. Yeah, it's one of them real manger scenes, you know, actual living manger.
So what was your target of choice?
Mom, is that you? Mom? Oh,
Mother
I usually go for the, I usually go for the donkeys first.
That seemed pretty.
Yeah, you rub a little frankincense on it, and yeah, as long as they're not kicking, you know.
Yeah, that could be painful. So that gets you a lot of jail time, huh?
A little bit. I escaped. I'm on the lam. Get it?
Oh, I do. I wish I had like a rimshot sound effect, but unfortunately, I do not. Nice. In the barn.
Well, you mix a little cow shit with some hay and some bleach. Oh, gets me every time.
It does sound
potent. Stoner Moses, is that you?
Indeed it is. We're still on the air, St. Paul. Can you believe it? The Stoner Moses
show. In today's bestiality news, a man was indicted on 3 counts of bestiality, 1 count of assault. Of a family member with a previous conviction. We don't care about that. We're not the hot part.
Yeah. Stop talking about them humans.
Yeah, that's gross. That's disgusting. Yeah. I might throw up a little bit.
Nice. St. Paul making the most of his time on the lam. And off of the lam.
Fucking goats. Yes.
On the goat.
Yeah, luckily they don't know my secret location here at St. Paul's Barn.
Yes.
It's a fortified compound.
So if you put St. Paul's Barn in Google Maps, it won't like just pop up.
No, those trucks aren't even allowed to drive down my road. Because I'll shoot at them or something. The investigation conducted revealed that in June of 2018, the suspect did engage in sexual conduct or contact with a dog. Oh, it's hot. Think about that. Yeah. I don't know why he's got to go to jail for that, Jesus. That's bullshit.
It seems like a victimless crime. So,
yes. Yeah. How do they know that that animal didn't enjoy it?
They have no way of knowing. The assumption should be
they
that
try to
the
say,
animal enjoyed it very much.
Of course. Duh. I mean, come on. That's just common sense. Moving over to Canberra, Australia. Is that how you say that? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Fucking these.
International news.
International bestiality news breaking right now. Updated 3 hours ago. This is a hot story.
Wow.
Fresh off the presses. let's see. The court heard from. Oh, wait. This story contains graphic content, just to be warned. Says yes. That right at the top. I'm getting such a hard on now.
Graphic content. I was not expecting
that. A Canberra man pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit bestiality with a convicted murderer. That's really mixing it up.
Jesus.
You know, notching shit up a level. I mean, you got to really get your freak on for the beast part, and then you bring over her. I wonder if they were killing any, that would be wrong. to kill an animal.
It would. It would.
He was given 2 years. Yeah. Yeah, big waste. That's a perfectly fuckable animal you're wasting.
They become less fuckable the longer they're dead, I would assume.
Yeah, there's kind of a, it's a matter of hours. I mean, when a bit of rigor mortis sets in, rigor, yeah, that, and it's kind of hot, but it's a little cold, too. Depends on what you're up for, you know, and the weather. It's very important.
It's true.
The specific offense is made up of two men conspiring to carry out sexual activity with a dog. So they're double teaming it. That's a hot three-way again. Welcome to Bestiality Three-Way News. Last two stories. Let's see. The horror and detail of the actions contemplated by the conspiracy make this an offense of at least medium objective seriousness. See, they were against it right from the start. I bet they didn't get a fair trial.
Yeah. It's railroaded.
Fucking shame. Railroaded, just like they railroaded that dog or we're getting or whatever. Well, it doesn't even say they did it. This is thought crime. They just talked about it.
Yeah, conspiracy. That seems...
Goddamn bastards.
You should start a legal defense fund or something, St. Paul, like a GoFundMe. That'd be...
I'm going to be the Alex Jones conspiracy theory guy of bestiality stories.
You sell some, like, testosterone powder so people... And,
Oh, that's hot. I got to beat off again. Oh, I'm done already. Moving on to, where the fuck is this at? It's BBC News, so in UK land or whatever it's called. A man admitted to possessing extreme pornography, the best kind, really, including images of bestiality involving a snake and a cow. So I guess that's like another three-way thing going on. Was it separate? I don't know. They don't really specify.
I was gonna say what are the mechanics? The logistics of something like that.
Yeah, I'd really like more details in the story. They're lacking.
I don't think a snake can be very good in the sack. I mean, it can really pretty much only do one thing, I would assume. Again, I've heard. You know, I would have no first thing.
Well, it's got a mouth and it's got an asshole, so you know, a couple of options.
The mouth involves fangs. That might.
And as my mom always told me, you know, there's always room for another orifice if you have a knife.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sexy.
My mom always told me if the bitch has fangs, don't let her suck your dick. I'm like, Mom, that's enough. That type of talk.
That's the same thing she told me.
Wait, what?
I don't even know. I think that was a mom joke, but I'm not sure. Material was described as portraying an act which resulted or was likely to result in serious injury to a person's anus and genitals. That's hot.
Yeah.
Is that the snake? That's got to be the snake, right? Snake up the butt and cow kicks you in the nuts?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. The cow
Either way, it's sexy as fuck.
Bit your dick off.
Oh, that's hot too. Well, not off, but...
Partial.
Get on it for a while. Yeah.
Personal separation.
Mom, is that you? Hi, Mom.
I wonder if you insert the snake in the cow. I assume it's going to kill the snake. The snake can't breathe inside a cow. I mean, I've never seen an anthropomorphic special, you know, specifically for that type of thing, but I'd have to assume.
They need what was that show where they used to try and do crazy shit, you know?
Fear Factor?
When they try to figure out how to do stuff, you know, shoot off rockets and shit. I can't think of it, but, you know, one of those shows where you figure it all out and give you the logistics of how to fuck a cow with a snake.
Yeah. It seems like there's a different animal to go in the cow. I mean, because you're not going to be able to force it in. It's just going to, like, fold up. It's not very rigid, if you will. So it has to be
Maybe like a broom handle down its mouth or something. And then jam it in backwards. Yes. That's hot. I got to beat off again. I'm done.
Sounds like a lot of work.
North Potomac man, Maryland, was arrested for attempting to have sex with a horse. He told an undercover animal services officer that he wanted to have sex with a horse, and he was taken into custody. It's thought crime again, Jesus.
Yeah,
this fucking like bastards.
Not actual, like, yeah. Not actual sex.
Big Brother is watching your bestiality fantasies, people. Beware.
That's right.
I'm going to have to go take down my my bestiality Facebook page right now. Shit.
Yeah, they'll come across eventually, I'd imagine.
Oh, fuck. I forgot all about it.
Hopefully there's no incriminating evidence. They're all over that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Mom. Oh, Mom.
Seems like you're having a
good
time.
Oh. Oh, hi. Hey. Is that you again? Stoner Moses?
Stoner Moses, indeed.
Any why do you keep...
Bestiality news, St. Paul?
You know, we're a little shy on bestiality news, oddly enough. It's just not enough. If there's one thing I want to tell the kids out there, is we need more animal fucking, so can I have more of these great stories.
It's a shame.
But the Stoner Moses Show does not endorse St. Paul's advocation of animal fucking for the purposes of entertainment.
But it is entertaining.
Mommy?
We will laugh at it, most certainly. Thank you, St. Paul.
I love you, Mom.
Watch out for the NSA.
Mommy. Mommy.
Wow. There you go. It's always entertaining when St. Paul calls in. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Stoner Jesus Show. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. And, well, we'll be back. Hopefully, St. Paul's alive and he'll check in again with us someday. Thank you, St. Paul.
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That shit gets fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort. You know what I'm saying? This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself. Like, come see me. Now, too bad. We'll be right back.